This is 89.1 WEMU, and a Happy New Year, everybody. I'm David Fair, and on this first edition of 2021, I welcome you to First Friday Focus on the Environment. My partner and co-host for First Fridays is Lisa Wozniak. Lisa is the executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, fresh from what I assume was a quieter than usual New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year's, Dave. It's always a pleasure to be here, and our guest today is 52nd District State Representative and our new House Minority Leader, Donna Lisinski.
First of all, congratulations and welcome to the show, Representative Lisinski.
Thank you. Glad to be here and Happy New Year to everyone. Here's hoping for a hopeful and joyful 2021.
Hey, we're all on that page.
Yes. Well, 2020 was certainly very challenging. It's a year that we, all of us, will never forget. So before we look ahead, I'd like to reflect a little bit. And despite all the challenges and the uncertainty in 2020, there were some really big wins and a good measure of positivity. And so as you think about last year, what is something that you were proud to accomplish?
Reflecting on the past year, you know, we've really had two primary objectives. And that the first one is very clearly to protect public health. And the second is to maintain, in particular, our small businesses and help to keep them sustainable. As we now look towards the silver lining of a vaccine, we know we're going to have some dark days ahead. But what we can tell clearly from the data compared to other states and from the early actions we took in March is that we saved a lot of lives in Michigan. I'm very proud of how Michiganders have stepped up to protect each other and to protect those who are most vulnerable among us.
In the post-election lame duck session, Michigan legislature again passed a $465 million COVID relief package. Beyond that, were there highlights and perhaps lowlights of that 2020 lame duck session?
So a few things are really very important. We know how important it is to have access to clean water for every Michigander. So for us, securing the water shutoff moratorium during lame duck was a highlight, that we make sure that they have access to clean water for both hygienic as well as for general health reasons. I think it's really important as we go forward that we look at how we can make access to clean water just something Michiganders don't have to even think about. You're reflecting over the past year, there may have been some, and there were some missed opportunities there to make sure the quality of our water in the state of Michigan continues to move again towards a place that every Michigander can have confidence. When we look at PFAS in our water, when we look locally at our dioxin plume here in Washtenaw County, we want to make sure that we're continually moving towards clean, affordable, accessible water coming from our taps.
And Lisa Wozniak, I know that every single issue that she just mentioned had been a priority of the League of Conservation Voters as well. So would you consider those among the highlights?
Certainly in the lame duck session, I mean, we were very concerned about the accessibility to safe water, to affordable water, and the legislative action in lame duck was critically important to making sure that there are not water shutoffs right now.
This is 89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. I'm David Fair with my co-host, Michigan League of Conservation Voters Executive Director Lisa Wozniak. And today we're talking with 52nd District State Representative Donna Lisinski. The Scioto Township Democrat is brand new House Minority Leader. Representative Lisinski, former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm was nominated to lead the Department of Energy, a key position on the broader Biden-Harris climate strategy. What role do you see Michigan playing in President-elect Biden's plan to transition to that cleaner economy?
For the past 4 years, I have been the Democratic Vice Chair on the Energy Committee. What we know is we've been pushing very hard, and we've seen at least one of our utilities take up the challenge of moving to carbon neutrality by 2050. And we know that's an enormous part and a big goal for the Michigan Healthy Climate Plan, and it's also a platform in the Biden Climate Plan. What we know is as the Biden climate plan continues to evolve, and with former Governor Jennifer Granholm at the helm of that, we understand, given her history and in the history of Michigan, working very hard to be on the cutting edge of sustainable wind and solar energy, that we will work to see key advancements in that as we move to a carbon neutral economy and plan here in the state of Michigan. It's going to take commitment from a number of our industries. It's not just our energy industry, but we need to look at our transportation, our automotive, and how we build the buildings of the future to ensure that we are moving towards that goal of a carbon neutral economy by 2050.
That's a great transition to a question that I wanted to pose. We were really excited that Governor Whitmer announced her my healthy climate plan and made a commitment towards carbon neutrality. What specifically do you think your caucus will be working on to support and move that plan forward from a legislative perspective?
Absolutely. So for the last couple of sessions, there's in particular been a four-bill package that we've introduced in a bicameral way from the Senate and from the House that really focused on energy efficiency. We absolutely know the cheapest energy is the energy we don't use. And that is someplace where I really believe in Michigan we need to start pushing the envelope in how we can increase our energy efficiency. And that includes taking into account how we can adjust communities that haven't had access to the applications and technologies that other communities have. So for example, if you are a community that primarily rents, it's very difficult to take advantage of grants and other things that are in place to help weatherize your home because you're not the owner of the home. If you're in a community that struggles with having investments in terms of mortgages or access to home equity capital in order to fix the hole in the roof, we need to make sure we are really diving deep and making opportunities available to folks across the state. And the 2016 Energy Bill has now been in place for 4 years. And it's time for us to take a really close look at where we thought we were going to achieve benefits in moving towards a carbon neutral economy and where those benefits are being realized and what changes or improvements we might need to make to that to further incentivize or make it attractive to meet the clear desires of the state of Michiganders that they want clean, affordable, sustainable, renewable energy sources.
89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment continues with Lisa Wozniak of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and State Representative and new House Minority Leader Donna Lisinski. Representative Lisinski, given how the pandemic has stretched financial resources to the limit to this point and with anticipation it will continue to do so, are there environmental programs or policies at risk of being cut?
Very clearly, we are going to have tremendous pressure on our state budget. That's going to be felt across the board. And as we look at that, there are quite literally thousands of sites of pollution and contamination across the state of Michigan. We previously have not had the resources available in order to address those, to clean those up, again, to keep our waters and lands safe and uncontaminated. We know that pressure is going to become even greater as we move forward. And we're going to need to work to find those solutions and to prioritize keeping that funding intact for our contaminated sites. And chief among those options for us looking forward is to, you know, reflect back on 20 years of policy that did not require cleanup, but instead preferred containment, which, as we found out, is a much less effective strategy when dealing with pollution. And frankly, we need to have polluters pay. We need to have polluters pay for the messes that they have made and to have folks who contaminate our lands responsible for their cleanup. And there's a bill that has been in front of our House sessions over at least the last two sessions. I know will be introduced again. And we need to take serious action to require polluters to pay for the cleanup, not the taxpayers of Michigan to be responsible for those messes.
The November elections, Representative Lisinski, saw Republicans hold majorities in both chambers of the state legislature. So as you speak about what we need to do to make sure we address contamination and move on polluter pay, what is your level of optimism that there will be a greater sense of bipartisanship as we move into this year?
You know, as we look, as you just very clearly stated, it has been 20 years with a very brief interruption that there hasn't been complete Republican control. And so I do believe there are some fairly entrenched visions of who should pay for cleanup of contamination in particular, if we just highlight that one place. What I believe we've seen is the desires of the people of Michigan becoming much more vocal. Local governments, local residents are really burdened by cleaning up the messes of corporate polluters who in many cases have the resources to clean up those, and that our local people are saying it's enough. You can't make a mess, even in our community, and expect us as residential taxpayers. And again, I do have a lot of optimism around renewable, sustainable energy. It is becoming a much less partisan issue. It's becoming an issue that there's a groundswell of support from Michiganders to see their energy sources come from clean and renewable places. So I have optimism around there. I have optimism around energy efficiency, which, you know, decreases costs for all of us. And I'm seeing a shift where residents of the states and local jurisdictions are saying, it's enough. We can't afford to pay for this. You have to pay to clean up the messes you made.
Well, our time together has unfortunately come to an end, but I'd like to offer you congratulations on becoming House Minority Leader, and here's to a better 2021.
Thank you for all of us. I sincerely wish a better 2021 for all of us.
That is 52nd District State Representative Donna Lisinski, our guest on WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. My partner and co-host for First Fridays is Lisa Wozniak, the Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. And Lisa, I'll look forward to talking with you again in February.
I look forward to that, David. Happy New Year to both of you.
I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, and indeed, Happy New Year.